Live All for God. The podcast from www.allforgod.co.uk. Living for Him 100% 24/7 365.
Well, folks, it's August, which can only mean one thing:
bank holiday weekend.
Well, I was actually thinking of the August All for God podcast.
Okay, yeah, I suppose that as well.
We've got a packed show this month with Pete Gregg,
Ryan Mitchell.
We're going to be talking about the new Pact text service.
And the same great teaching we have every month.
Exactly. So with all that to fit in, we'd best get started with Pete Gregg.
But first, some of you might be thinking, who is Pete Gregg? Not only has he founded the 24/7 prayer movement, but he has also written some pretty great books about prayer, including Red Moon Rising and God on Mute. He also wrote the Vision Prayer Poem. I'm sure many of you have heard it. And he's also a regular speaker at festivals and youth events.
I caught up with him at Summer Madness for a chat about the 24/7 prayer movement and how we can improve in our own personal prayer life. There is a wee bit of background noise because it was recorded in a slightly noisy venue, but hopefully you'll be able to make it all out nice and clearly.
Live all for God. Okay, I've got Pete Gregg from 24/7 Prayer here. So Pete, could you just explain what is 24/7 Prayer?
Sure, 24/7 is a non-stop prayer meeting that started in 1999 in England and it spread into 75 nations. That's more than a third of the nations on earth. Every denomination, and people are doing, basically setting up non-stop prayer rooms for a week, a month, a year, whatever, and Jesus shows up and the rest is history.
And why did you decide to pray 24/7?
Mainly because we knew God was calling us to pray and that we were really bad at it, and we stole an idea from some 18th century nutters called the Moravians, who prayed non-stop for 100 years, converted John Wesley and changed the world.
Alright, and looking at the practicals for people who are Christians, but for them prayer is more of a shopping list than full conversation, how can they get to proper prayer?
There's a guy called Spurgeon, you know, he's a famous preacher, who said prayer is an art that only the Holy Spirit can teach us. Pray until you can really pray. Pray. One of the best ways, I think, of learning to pray is just to make some time to be alone with God. If you're someone who finds it hard when you're left alone in a room to think of stuff to say, then maybe find a friend to pray with. Do anything you can to make it enjoyable. Music that will move you to pray. Maybe you want to write a letter to God. Maybe you want to graffiti your prayer. Maybe you want to dance your prayer. But think creatively about how to get with God.
And how can we get the balance right between praying for ourselves and intercessory prayer for others?
Good question.
Is there a balance we can get, or is it just depending on circumstances?
Yeah. I think, I don't know how to get the balance right, but I do know that it's important to get the balance. You know, God's our loving Father, so He cares about the little things in our lives. He wants us to talk to Him about how we're feeling, what our needs are, help with exams, the girl that we fancy, whatever it is. But of course, if that's all we pray for, then it's really quite selfish. And God also calls us to change the world in prayer. And the way that we do that is by daring to pray for big things, to pray for those in authority. That might mean your school teachers. It might mean government leaders, the things that you're seeing in the news and all the rest of it. And some of the greatest intercessors of all times have been people in their teens who just realize God hears their prayers. God doesn't respect age groups. It doesn't matter. You can be 12 or 120. God hears your prayers just the same.
And how do you go about mobilizing groups to pray, like your fellowships or SUs?
I think the first thing is to get people excited about prayer by helping them to see that it works. So tell them the stories of answered prayer. Share your own testimonies. Get them reading books. Look at the 24/7 website. It's full of stories of answered prayer. And when people realize prayer works, then they want to do it.
And whenever we see all the disasters in the world, like HIV or famine, and poverty and floods, how should we respond? Is prayer on its own enough, or does there need to be more?
The guy who started World Vision said, ask God that the things that break his heart would also break ours. And so one of the things is when we see great tragedies in the world is to ask God to help us to really think about them and pray about them and not just ignore them. And then, of course, you know, yeah, we can't just pray about things. We have to engage. So work out what you can do about these bad situations. Get informed. Is there money you can give? Can you actually go yourself to a situation? And there's nothing that will help you pray for a situation of poverty like getting there and meeting the people you care about. So every night my son prays for a kid called Samuel, who's an orphan in Zambia, because his parents have died of AIDS. And so he's only 7 years old, but he knows that the whole big AIDS crisis boils down for him to a kid called Samuel, who he played games with recently in Zambia.
And what about when it seems like either those prayers or prayers for a family member or a situation in your own life isn't getting answered? How can we keep going?
I think prayer's a lot like stacking dominoes. I think, you know, it is. It's like stacking dominoes to make a pattern. Then you know you knock over one domino and the whole lot goes down. Jesus told a story to say we have to persevere in prayer. And sometimes it's just like you say the same prayer again and again and again. But what you mustn't do is stop too early. Sometimes your prayers haven't been answered just because you stop praying about it too soon. One day you pray the prayer you prayed 1,000 times before, and this time the breakthrough comes, the miracle happens, and you know, God does it. So my answer really simply is the one that Jesus gave, which is persevere, don't give up. The story in the Bible about Daniel, you know, kept crying out for a situation. Eventually the breakthrough came. The angel said he can held up. It's a spiritual warfare deal, but we have to persevere until the answer comes.
And finally, could you just share like a short story about something that's happened through 24/7 prayer just to like, encourage people?
Well, just, you know, last month in Belfast, Christians took over an accessorized store that was shutting down, prayed non-stop for 3 weeks in it, and as a result of that, the newspapers picked it up and they titled it Bling to Blessed. And these two drunk girls came in one night, you know, I said about it earlier, and were so amazed at the place of prayer that they were going in, getting people off the street to come in and pray. One woman came and gave her life to Jesus, met Jesus in there, felt like there was a crown on her head. And they explain that the Bible talks about how, you know, when you become a Christian, it's like you're in God's royal family. And so this wonderful thing's happening. That's right here in Belfast, just a few weeks ago, as people gained space for prayer, God showed up and stuff happened.
And just to finish, what's the 24/7 website you mentioned earlier? What's the address?
www.24-7prayer.com. So 24/7prayer.com.
Well, folks, that was Pete Gregg from 24/7 Prayer. And if you want to find out more about the 24/7 Prayer movement, you should read the book Red Moon Rising. It gives the history of it and how it all got started out. And if you've got questions about why your prayers aren't being answered, look for his book God on Mute. He lists out 15 reasons as to why your prayer might not be getting answered. It gives full biblical explanations and advice.
Live all for God.
I'm just going to share a couple of quick thoughts with you, and the first one links in with that interview quite well, because it's actually about prayer. It's Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 say, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Now, for many of you, August will mean results day for your exams, and that can be a pretty scary time. But the important thing to do is not worry, but pray. The important thing to remember is that God has a plan for your life. Regardless of what exam results you get come the big day, He can still use you, even if it's not in the way you had planned. Plus, whenever it comes to the day of judgment, heaven, there's not going to be a big test on what GCSE or A-level results you got. It's going to be based on how you lived your life, if you accepted Jesus or not. And when you get into heaven, no one's going to be really caring much about your exam results anyway. So obviously, right now, they seem really important, but on the grand scheme of things, it's not really worth worrying about. And onto a slightly different thought. You might be feeling that you're inadequate, that you're not good enough, that you're not able to do what you feel God's called you to, that you don't have the right skills or gifts. But here's the thing. God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy, when God called you." See, God doesn't call people who already have it all together, who already have all the skills. He calls the people who are just willing to serve him. And that way, he gets all the glory. And he's promised that with the Holy Spirit, he will always be with us. He will never leave us. It's from Joshua 1, verse 5. And basically, if he's called you to something, he will help you achieve it. No matter how impossible it seems to you, just keep at it. Keep persevering. And just remember the words of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. "Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Everything you do for God can be used by him to achieve so much more than you could ever imagine." So just keep trying things, even when it feels it's not working. You never know when the next thing you try might be the one that really makes a difference. Now, we're going to have some worship music now from a Northern Ireland singer-songwriter, Ryan Mitchell. This is a song, All I Need. It's about surrendering totally to God. It's taken from his website, www.ryanmitchell.co.uk. It's a demo version. He's got loads of songs on his website that you can download for free that he's written. And here it is.
Jesus, all that I want is to meet with you. Jesus, all that I need is to speak to you. Jesus, all that I desire is to know that you love me. Jesus, all that I want. Jesus, all that I need is to speak to you. Jesus, all that I desire is to know that you love me. So lay my burdens down. Jesus, all that I need is to speak to you. Jesus, all that I desire is to know that you love me. Lay my burdens down. My sorrow. sorrow for the warmth of your embrace. Yes, I lay my burdens down at the feet of love and grace. I'm trading in my sorrow for the smile that's on your face.
That was Ryan Mitchell singing All I Need. It's a demo version, and you can get it from his website, www.ryanmitchell.co.uk, along with many other great songs. Now, at the start of the show, we mentioned we're going to be talking about the new text service Pact, didn't we?
Yep, indeed.
Now, you might be wondering, what on earth is Pact? Well, Pact stands for Prayer Points, Action Ideas, Change Inspiring Verses, Texted to Your Phone. It's a new service we're going to be setting up where you'll be able to get 3 texts a week, definitely, texted out to your phone for free. You'll get prayers, you'll get actions that you can take to show the love of God to people, and you'll get Bible verses that might inspire you on to changes in your life or changes in other people's life. And the great thing is, it's absolutely free.
Whoa, this sounds really good. How do I get signed up to this?
Well, if you get out your mobile phone and you go to New Messages and you type the words Watch Pact, that's P-A-C-T, and then you send it to 07983-111-222.
Just give us that number again one last time.
You text Watch Pact to 07983-111-222. And you'll start getting your texts by the end of August. And all the details will be going up on the website, so if you didn't get that number, you'll be able to get it from there. And we're hopefully going to be getting it that you can sign up on the website for free. If you sign up by text, it'll cost you 2 standard texts, which is 20p, which isn't really a huge amount. And after that, it's totally free for lots of inspiring thoughts to your phone. Well, that's all for this month's All For God podcast. We'll be back next month when hopefully we'll have some more great stuff for you. If you get subscribed to the show, then it'll make sure you don't miss out. On the iTunes store, just search Live All For God, or if you go to the All For God website, www.allforgod.co.uk, and hit the podcast button, you'll find a nice handy subscribe button there. See you next month!
Well, that's all for another podcast. Until next time, don't forget to check out All For God at www.allforgod.co.uk for teaching to challenge and inspire you onto greater things in your walk with God. The All For God podcast was produced and hosted by Peter McMurray.